In a parking lot Sunday morning, girls dressed in tie-dyed t-shirts are running around playing tag, while their parents are still rubbing the sleep out of their eyes. The girls are a troop of daisies. That's the Girl Scout group just before brownies, kindergartners and first graders. Everyone's meeting here to carpool out to St. George Island, but for these girls, it's more than just a trip to the beach.
Let's see the signs.
I've already seen them all.
Okay, so the first one... There's our snowy plover.
Oh,
Ava, can you read that one for me? What does it say?
Please don't feed the girls. They may eat babies.
They eat my babies. That's right.
Troop leader Julie Raithmell is showing off signs. Each one features a coastal bird hand-drawn by the daisies. This is what those boxes of Samoas or Thin Mints you picked up on the way out of the grocery store bought. The daisies have made the signs to protect four bird species who nest or feed along the shore. Black skimmers, least terns, snowy plovers, and American oyster catchers. They're heading to St. George Island State Park to help officials post some of the signs.
It's written right there. Marin wrote it.
Black skimmer.
Black skimmer. That's right.
Hopefully we'll get to see some of those today.
Yeah, Marin did a really nice job on that drawing. Good work.
Watch your feet.
Yikes.
At the park, they meet Marvin Friel. He focuses on coastal birds for Audubon, Florida, and yes, he's the one handling the power tools. Once the signs are attached to the stakes, though, it's the daisy's turn.
I know.
I have
there you go.
I have one. It's in my home.
Do you have a hammer at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it?
I don't know why my dad had it.
Does anybody else want to take
my dad. I want to try.
A little more, a little more.
They're grinning as they hammer the signs into the sand with a big red mallet. Once the first two signs are posted, Friel joins Florida Park Service biologist Rhea Pruner to show the daisies how they track birds, using colored bands on their legs. Pruner explains the stakes for these four species.
All of them are in some way imperiled in the state of Florida. Three of the species are state-listed as threatened, and two of them have declining populations. So for all of these species, their numbers are extremely low, in part due to habitat loss and just low productivity. And so we're concerned about these species and trying to improve management. And part of that is trying to get the message out to people that these birds are here too.
And she says getting the kids involved so young makes a huge difference.
So getting kids involved means that these lessons will stay with them for a lifetime. And you know, they're going to talk to their friends, they're going to talk to their parents when they go home, and it's going to resonate more.
See that one that's flying right there?
That's a bird.
After the banding lesson, the daisies take turns looking through two high-powered scopes. There's a snowy plover off in the dunes. Once all the girls have had a chance to take a look, everyone heads back to the boat launch where the first two signs went up. It's time for the daisies to have lunch, and Friel loads up the rest of the signs in his truck. The girls made 15 in all. This weekend, they'll be posted all over the park, reminding visitors the beach is still a habitat. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.